again, these can all you treasure hunters that's can you guys just stand up real quick? Can you guys give these guys a these are some of our closest friends. We just go out in the streets. Angelo, these guys are awesome. But we're just a group of friends that are just learning this stuff, right? And so I learned this from Caleb the other day, which he learned it from another friend. And he, what this has changed my life too. He says, his friend said, when I go out on the streets, the position I have in my heart is that I'm going out to learn. Every time I go out on the streets, every time I go on outreach, every time I step out to love somebody, I position my heart that I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn. I'm going to practice. And that is huge because it takes the pressure off, okay? I love to play tennis. It's actually probably the only sport I'm actually pretty decent at. Kevin Dedman, like he played almost semi-pro tennis. He's amazing. But I got him by about 15 years. So like the age and the skill level kind of counteracts itself. And I notice, so we play like two or three times a week, and I notice when we're warming up during practice, like I'm hitting the ball, like I'm swinging through the ball, like the ball comes and bam, I'm swinging through the ball. I feel comfortable, I'm easy, I'm like bam, like I'm not worried about anything other than just like trying to get comfortable on my swings. I'm actually taking, I'm going for some shots. I feel really comfortable when I'm practicing, right? And even as the game starts, at the beginning, I feel a little bit more comfortable, and I'm still kind of swinging through the ball. But when the points count towards the end of the match, and it's getting to be like close to match point, and maybe I'm down, I notice that I have this pressure on me to like, oh no, I got to make sure this ball goes in. I can't hit it too long. I can't hit it too short. And I feel this pressure coming on me, on myself. And sometimes I feel like I'm choking. And so my shots get choppy. I'll like kind of like dink the ball just to playing it safe. I'll like kind of dink it back into the court instead of actually like swinging through the ball like you're supposed to. And the Lord's been teaching me, if we go out on the streets, if we go to love people with the intention that we're just practicing, we're just learning, it takes the pressure of performance off. It takes the success of doing it right or wrong. And the Lord's been saying there's no score. There's no score out there. If we go out there and we pray for somebody and for some reason it doesn't seem like anything happens at the moment, it's okay. We're winning because of what Jesus did. We're winning because we're loving. There's no scoreboard. There's no like, hey, like this worked out like 80% last week. There's no score in the kingdom. It's about love. So that helps take pressure off, okay? Does that help anybody? Okay. Ha, 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 ha. The other one is drinking. Around the same time, like Kevin talks about, it's the truth. The more that we can get filled up with his presence, joy, just drinking, you just forget about what everybody else thinks. And that helps. So have you guys practiced drinking by faith yet? Have you guys done that this week yet? Okay, this is a really good time to practice because this session is going to be a lot of activations. It's a lot of practice. We're going to practice prophesying. We're practice getting words of knowledge. So everybody just stand up real quick. And Kayla, why don't you just lead this one, this drink?
All right. First, you got to laugh. So we're going to make some barrels. So go ahead and like stick your hands out like this and then give it.